You need to be grateful and you need to be happy. And I've been thinking about the areas of my life that I feel stressed. And I repeat to myself, be grateful and be happy. And it's very hard to connect in to those areas of stress in my life that I feel grateful or I feel happy. Happy. I'm just thinking about what does it mean and how it can help. When I think about the areas where I feel stressed, if I almost force myself to think of what are the areas that I feel grateful in, and it's hard, what I see is some of the lessons that I've learned. That's what I feel grateful for. And then I switch and I think, be happy. And I feel grateful for those memories, but I don't know if I feel happy for them. There's an aspect of pain to it. So I'm grateful for the learning, and I'm grateful for the time spent. But when I think about it now in this moment, I don't really feel happy for these areas that are kind of stressing me out. And then I always go back to this thought I have in my head about acceptance or action. And I think, okay, well, you're grateful, but you're not happy. What are you going to do about it? You're at this choice. Do you accept it? Do you work on yourself in a way to create the happiness? Because it is an effort. It is a balance. It's not a defeat. It's how we live life. It's always moving these dials of our resolve. Are willing to see what is the reality, and even maybe it surprises us. I feel like right now my thought of reality is very surprising for me. I'm just thinking where I'm at right now. And I feel like I'm trying to find something that motivates me. And I don't mean it in the sense of to do some radical transformation or some really, really deep soul searching. It's not at that level. It's more of those thoughts you toss around in your head every day. The things that you're like slowly trying to work through. You have a balance of maintain this area, and this is how I feel about these stresses in my life. I feel like they're those things that I toss around in my head. I don't really have grand ambitions to bring this drastic change. It's something that I want to work on. And I feel like this year that's been suffering, that desire to work on something in yourself. But I mean more of not just the thought of it, but actually committing to it. For me, that's been missing. And I can always kind of give reasons or think about the excuses. Why it's okay. But maybe it's that it goes back to that aspect of I'm avoiding pain. That's why I don't feel happy. Because I'm avoiding that pain. So then am I denying myself? If my desire of being is to really be happy and be grateful. And now that's said wrong because it's not my desire. I want to have this mantra in life of that one, you're looking to make yourself happy. I'm looking to make myself happy. I'm looking to feel good. I'm looking to feel happy. And I also have this reminder that I need to be grateful. That is my weak point, graciousness. I even described it as ego. And I feel like these two things of being happy and being grateful are what's balancing me. I'm just thinking through that a little bit. I feel like this pursuit of having that attitude of happiness and having that balance of gratefulness, having that reminder to be grateful, it's nice because I think like it almost points it at me, myself. What do I need to sustain? And also at the other aspects. How am I impacting the world? That's a whole nother funny thing on the, well, maybe not funny, but it was a nice discussion with my wife. I think it was yesterday. Just about what is the impact that you have. What is your purpose in life, or what is it that you're great at? Now I'm totally thinking about this topic. I mean, we were listening to this story about a guy that writes. I can't remember his name. But he had a very, quick exposure to business, to the world, to corporate life, to working up the ladder, but it was very fast. And if I recall, he was like 19. He was head of marketing, or the director of marketing for some clothing company. I don't recall. America, I don't remember. But anyway, and he kind of got into this role, and he was interested in things and kept kind of saying yes to opportunities because he liked and he was curious and he was exploring, and that opened a lot of doors that exposed him to a lot of different experiences. And then he just kind of maybe had the space, had the time, had the money to, in some ways, but I don't even know if it's about that space, time, or money. It's more, I think it was more about kind of discovery of what is it that the things that he enjoyed doing. And I think for me, that resonated in the question back to me is, what are the things that I enjoy doing? And of course, writing came up for him. And so my wife and I were having this discussion kind of around that aspect, when you kind of discover that thing that you're good at, that thing that you can get paid for. And then you see also it's the thing that you actually enjoy doing. So how can you do that more. And it's not just about getting paid for something, right? It's about that someone appreciates it, because not everybody is driven by money. And I think when you get that sense of fulfillment, that comes in different ways for different people. And I think what I heard from what was kind of described here was, how do you find that peace that others appreciate, you can make a living on, it provides value to somebody else, it makes an impact, and it's something that you love to do. That's kind of the purpose. And we were discussing, my wife and I were discussing, kind of how do you come about that and what is that? I think I described it a little bit, even in just my description. Oh, that makes sense. I described a little bit of it in my description. Anyway, I totally lost my track of thought. Yeah. But I think some of it is, there's maybe one answer to the question, right? What is your purpose? Or for him, it was the writing, and he enjoyed doing it, and he was appreciative. He made a living off of it. And it was that perfect thing. And how do you discover that? And I think it doesn't necessarily have to be one thing. I think that it could be different things at the same time. And I think that it can also be something that changes throughout your life, depending on where you are, sometimes in the moment, sometimes even in the future. And I think this all goes back to looking at the year and how it started. Not even how it started, just the bizarreness of this year. And I mean that in a, like, respectful and confused and frustrated, so many different emotions to describe what this year has been. I feel in some ways it's like a test. It's almost a call out for each of us, because it was such a common human experience, which is something that I don't recall a time. I mean, I equate it in some ways to September 11th for me as an American, but I also know that so many other countries had such similar significant shocks to them. I even think about recently in Beirut. That's an event that is shocking. Even the wildfires going on right now in the States. I mean, I think so many people can relate to this, and with COVID and this year, it felt like we all had this common experience. Because before, there were certain cultural, there were certain historical, there were certain kind of uniquenesses. I don't even know if that's a word, uniquenesses, to the experiences. But this one has felt so relatable to everybody. It doesn't matter where in the world you are, there's this element of, I understand what you're talking about. And I would even argue, in some ways, there's almost this competition. I mean, I think we always kind of think of either who's got the tougher restrictions, or, you know, the ideas behind it, or what's kind of a nice balance between being respectful and being safe and living life and doing what you need for you. And it's so many emotions. It's so many emotions this year. I feel like I'm losing my voice, or my throat is very dry. I'm just reflecting and thinking.